You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim! Boom! That's a bad outfit! Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough!
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough!
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough!
Well, who am I?
Sure enough!
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, Geeksters. I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
Welcome back, Geeksters, issue 59. This is the June Meeplecast. We're actually here with the Permanently Geek guys. Welcome.
They're mute.
This is an audio podcast and they're mute.
They're mute, yeah.
You can't talk. This is a group thing. But
watch that.
This
hand.
Isn't a sign language.
I prefer nonverbal.
Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
I just make her wrong.
Matt Murdock is one of our listeners.
He eats avocados everywhere. So, Geeksters, with the Permanently Geek guys here, that means you can go to YouTube, to the Permanently Geek YouTube channel, and watch this show. You can see what you've been hearing for this year and a half. Year and a half, Kylan.
Year and a half.
We got another 20 in us?
Another 40, man. What are you talking about, 20?
But he'll be like 85 doing a podcast.
I will be
185.
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, next thing is you guys got to get the virtual reality camera so you can actually record in 3D and stuff.
Expensive.
Yeah. Well, that's the upgrade. Yeah.
We just recently.
We just shot a commentary for Jaws 3D in 3D.
Thanks, Justin. Very metal.
There's
so many dimensions going on.
Nice. Oh, that's I'm gonna have to watch
that. It's the gimmickiest movie commentary
ever. It's just us
ever.
Like putting our hands in front of the camera,
passing the popcorn.
So is this the old school red blue 3D or actual real 3D?
It's real 3D.
Oh, sweet! We're gonna check that out. We actually have a 3D TV at home with the glasses
cool.
And
yeah.
All that. So
yep. it's
oh, that's gonna
works.
Be fun.
You got 3D TV?
Yeah, I got 3D. Yeah.
It costs.
What else do you watch?
$40 more than a regular TV.
Yeah, Ken's had that for a while now.
Why don't you invite me over?
Yeah, ours is a 32-inch, but still, it's a 3D TV. Like I said, it costs like $50 more than the regular.
Yeah,
so you might as well get it.
What do you watch on that?
Huh?
What do you watch on that?
Don't you listen to
us? Hey, at the moment, I ask you what movies.
Actually, the best one.
What are you trying to say, Nate?
No. The best one I've got so far is the Man of Steel Blu-ray. The 3D Blu-ray of that is amazing. The effects on it. Instead of like this, most 3D, the back of the screen falls out from behind it, and you see that this actually it floats out in front of the TV, the menus and stuff.
Oh, okay,
it's really sweet.
That's a lot. Whatever the commentary is like, is
yeah. I really like that. I'm trying to go the other direction here, guys. I know which direction Nate's going.
So when Clark and Bruce realize that they both their mothers are named Martha, it's even more intense than it is.
You said Man of Steel.
No, I said Man of Steel. Oh,
sorry.
Besides, Batman Superman doesn't come out until end of July.
That is
bad movies.
Yes, bad movies either way.
So we'll say that Zod's goatee is a little bit more Kryptonier in that.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm just saying.
He gets on screen. Hope, hey, watch out. Calm down.
You're going to poke your eye out with that thing. Oh,
straight there.
Slow your roll, son.
Gets out of comb.
So, guys, other than your new Jaws commentary, what else you got going on with Permanently Geek?
We had a new episode of Play It, Smash It, which is a game where we play, or a show where we play retro games and then smash them all for the glory of catharsis. It's wonderful.
Is okay. That the one that Kickstarter had done it?
Where's my invitation?
Yep.
I like games.
He's our video game guy.
There's always room for guest stars.
Yeah. I like games.
Did you ever look up that game I told you about?
I have not yet.
What game?
They have never done E.T. for Atari.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing really bad video games. That is rated the worst video game of all time.
What was
E.T. for Atari.
I actually think it's an underrated
game. It was a Michael Jackson's movie.
Have you played it?
I have.
Wow.
Because it is a role-playing game. It's essentially a role-playing game for the 2600, which is an insane thing given the rudimentary style of those ways. And so the game makes no sense. But once you actually know how to play the game, it's actually not bad. It just you have to figure out how to play the game.
Okay, so this is the one you guys got to do. You got to actually explain the way this game works while you're playing it.
Yeah. I have to figure out how to emulate 2600 games. It's really, really difficult.
have you emulated Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, it's actually a lot like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. It's the same programmer who programmed Raiders, programmed E.T.
Okay,
and it's really funny because they're similar games. They're just as cryptic and bizarre.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not like a major defender of E.T. I don't think it's a master.
Right.
It's the major defending.
Yeah, like, yeah.
For them.
I mean, don't talk smack about my favorite game. Seriously.
Yeah, I had no desire to play E.T. at all. I was all over Raiders of the Lost Ark. That was the first game I ever beat.
See, I started playing games after 2600, so.
That's true.
2600 games.
Well, you know what? I finished, oh gosh, what was it? Star Command? Not Star Command.
Wait, Atari games actually had a finish?
Not many.
Okay.
E.T. and Raiders were
see, because I was introduced to gaming through NES, so I came in right after Atari.
It was an Atari game,
yeah.
And it was like, had the star base that you could go, and like when you ended the game, you actually got a rank.
Yeah.
And I forget what the name of the game is. I actually ended the game with the highest rank, and I said, you know what? I'm never playing this again. I'll never have it this good. That was it.
A realist.
I was like, you know what? There you go. Every now and then, you know, the Matrix comes together, and you just, okay, that's it, done.
Best to quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Here, I'll pass that across.
As the food's getting here, you guys aren't able to hear this.
Yeah,
you can see why this is getting dull. Thank you. That's for you.
The brownie's mine. Oh. You're not getting the brownie and the rum and coke.
Thank you.
Coke.
Okay, so is there anything else you guys got coming?
We have the 3D commentary for Jaws 3D.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple more episodes of Uncovered before the season finishes
so
up.
Uncovered is a show that I host along with my friend Kevin Conaway. It's actually a music talk show where we compare original versions of songs and cover versions of songs and argue about which ones.
So have you done Ghostbusters yet?
We have not. the Fallout Boy version. That might have to happen. We have one more episode that we need to shoot before the season's over.
That could be the season.
And that could be the finale. So,
yeah.
Did you do Footloose?
We haven't yet.
We have a spreadsheet
of 1,000 songs to choose from.
This show will never end.
Yeah. Unlimited supply of potential content.
As long as music is made, Uncovered could exist.
Thus far, each season is 30 episodes, and this is only the first season. So we've managed to do 29 songs so far, and we've got a universe of songs left to go. It's like the guy in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that's trying to like insult everyone in alphabetical order and never gets past the A's.
Yeah.
That's what this show is like.
Okay. Cool. Actually, since we brought it up, what did you guys think of the Ghostbusters? Who all has actually heard the Ghostbusters song, the new one that's out?
I have.
What did you actually honestly think?
I liked it.
I liked
Fallout Boy.
I'm a big Fallout Boy.
I'm the same way, so I guess we're all a little biased.
I'm not a Fallout Boy fan, but I like a decent cover. But when I like a cover, either it has to be almost identical to the original song, just done your way, or it's got to be something that's a large takeaway from it.
Right.
Because they did the song for
Big Hero. Oh yeah, they did Baymax song.
Yeah, Big Hero 6.
Okay, from Big Hero 6. Yeah. So, but I don't listen to a lot of Fallout Boy.
I like it because it's different.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of covers that sound exactly the same. What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
You're just going unique spin on it. Yeah. So that's why I think
absolutely.
I like it.
See, that's
absolutely.
Like I said, for me, it's either got to be almost identical, but with a little bit of a twist, maybe with the guitars or something.
Yep.
Or it's got to be something that it just takes a little bit of inspiration. This one here definitely takes inspiration from the original,
right?
But doesn't totally. Just play the original song over.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was gonna say, is that one reason why we like the Man of Steel and Superman?
Oh yeah, no. The one he's talking about, no, the song he's talking about is Last Sons from Fat Boy Roberts. Okay. It's that one I played that was actually mixes the original Superman theme with the Man of Steel theme.
Interesting.
And they actually fit together.
They fade in so
exact,
well.
Like they were meant to be together.
Yeah.
I love the Man of Steel.
Yeah, listen, look up Geek Remixed on .com. Is where Fatboy Roberts, he just remixes a bunch of geek themes and stuff. And movie themes and everything else, and just does remixes of them. This was one of the best ones he's done. It was called Last Sons. And all of his stuff is free because he doesn't have licenses for them anyway.
Right.
So
right,
he
right.
just puts them up there for anybody who wants to download them can download them. I think the guy's name is actually Eric Roberts. And he does a couple of other podcasts and stuff. So.
I like the idea that it's actually Eric Roberts doing it.
The songs are done as Fatboy Roberts. Or DJ Fatboy Roberts. So his name is Eric
it's
Roberts.
It's really Eric Roberts.
It's Eric Roberts. Eric Roberts.
Yeah. So, you know what? He might be. You know.
Well, before we get too far into this, Geeksters, we do want to remind you, next week, July 8th and 9th, is the Oddmall.
What? Backyard Bash.
Backyard Bash. That's it. Yeah. I'm all Backyard Bash. And you remember, you're on stage, right?
I will be performing.
Mike McFarlane will be performing on stage. Yep. Are you guys going to come and hang out,
Randy? We'll be there, yeah.
Awesome. We'll be set up. GeekWatch 1, Fire Road Studios will be set up. And all of your regular oddball vendors will all be there. Plus, Andy said they're going to have, like, I think he's having the Cub guys bring out a couple of kids.
The Cub guys, oh.
The Cub
awesome.
Guys. He's going to have frisbees and hula hoops and picnics out on the lawn. And he's got
food
all
trucks.
This crazy stuff. Food truck. He's got four or five food trucks yep. already signed up wow. to come to this thing.
That's excellent.
So it's going to be an amazing time. We got on stage, you're not going to have to hear me and Kylan doing the emceeing. Because Gandersnitch the Goblin is emceeing the entire show. So we will have the Goblin on stage the whole time. And I talked to him at Origins. He is going to be there. He's looking forward to it, which I don't know. That kind of scares me.
And I can tell you, for a fact, he never breaks character. Like, I shared a bathroom with him, and he was still, like, making fake fart noises. I presume they were fake fart noises while standing at the stall next to me.
Was he holding his fart gun? He has a fart gun.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Does he have, like, an office job? I want to say he has, like, a really,
no, actually,
like,
he has a day job, but it's not. It's just enough to pay the bills that the gaming stuff doesn't. Because he actually is a game designer, also.
Yeah.
We actually just got our copies at Origins of Hogswallow was the first game he made.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's awesome. A storytelling game. We have that. We tried out. What was it, Garbage Connoisseur? Yeah, he has a new game that he's playtesting called Garbage Connoisseur. Now imagine you're doing a cooking show. Okay, one of these cooking game shows on TV where you have to make dishes, but you're all in the junkyard. So you're making these gross masterpieces out of what's in the junkyard, and it's a card game.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. So he's getting ready to kickstart that, and he's got a, I forget what his role, he's got a new role-playing game that's, it uses, he said, the way he described it is a role-playing game that uses every dice you own.
Nice.
You don't have to buy.
Know
have
how many
a
dice
set.
Andy has? Because I mean,
the way he was describing this, it is. It works. It can work any dice in the world. So if you have like a 7-sided die somehow for something, that I don't know if it's ever been made. I'm sure it's been made somewhere. You can use it in this game.
What about those like kinky dice that?
Yes, you can use those.
What kinky dice is he talking about?
No idea. A little fuzz on it, girl.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yes, you can use
those.
Is this set in the world of Bob?
We just identified which are the kinky ones in the room. Based on reaction to that question, we figured it out.
Is this set in the world of Bob?
That was easy. That was easy.
That was easy. Is it set in the world of Newhart? That's what I want to know.
You gotta ask him. Kylan and Dawn will be there, but they won't be there the whole time. So you guys gotta figure out when they're gonna be there.
Yeah,
surprise.
We have to deal with family.
Yeah, y'all get to meet my mama.
That's what. Hey, so Sunday when we're recording, she's gonna be with us, right?
I don't know.
She better be with us. Hey, we've had your dad there. We've had Dawn's mom. Your mom's got to be on the show.
Yeah, maybe I can talk my mom into the show. I don't know though, because she's kind of. I don't know. She feels about the interwebs and.
You know what? Andy's looking forward to meeting her.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Well, last Friday, my mom was in town. And so.
Wait, she came in last Friday?
Yeah, she was on a bus tour. Basically, she took this bus tour and they went up to Toronto and then went back again. So she was in town as they went through up to Toronto, and then she was in town as they came back.
Ah, okay.
So we met her for dinner when they came back.
And so we were out to dinner, and I said, well, I'll call Andy. I forgot that Andy was at the
Weird Al
concert.
Ah.
And so my mom left a message on his phone, because apparently Andy and my mom are friends.
No, the great thing was, your mom left a message that said, this is Sue signing out for Geek Watch 1.
What?
Yeah.
And my mom said, this is Sue signing out.
Do you have that still on your phone somewhere?
Yeah, the audio.
Yeah, well, it would have to be on Andy's phone.
It would have to be on
Andy's phone. We'll have to find out, because we can pull that from there and actually have that as a soundbite.
That would be fun. Yeah.
We can find out if that's still
we
there. We'll have
get
that as
to
a soundbite. So, but yeah, hopefully we'll have her on the show that week. We don't have any other Geek Watch 1 news right now, do we?
No, we don't.
And Oddmall, remember, we do have Oddmall coming up to Toledo. Anybody in Western Ohio, Indiana, or Michigan? See,
let's connect.
Yeah, I didn't say the other one.
Or if you're in Pennsylvania, you can come too.
Or Schenectady. Especially the guy in the striped shirt.
That guy
in
the striped shirt from Schenectady is going
to
show up someday.
Yeah, you know, I am not scared of the guy from Schenectady.
Come on down to Oddmall in Toledo. It's October. What is it? Second week of October?
Middle of October.
Any other podcasters out there? Andy has podcaster booths. And I believe he's actually giving free tables to podcasters. So if you guys want to bring Permanently Geek, the channel, out to Toledo just to show it off to everybody, we have booths. We have tables.
We have room for a panel. So if you want to do a panel, come on out. You know, if you want to talk about how RoboCop revitalized Detroit, bring.
He almost cut the straight face.
No, did
they build that statue?
You want the action?
Oh, statue!
I think they did.
I'm sorry. To people in Detroit, I love you guys. I'm sorry.
Don't come after him.
Don't come after me. I like Detroit. I really do.
Hey, if you take
a lot of money there at the casino once.
If you don't like what Ken Kylan said, no. Toledo's only an hour away.
I got.
I can tell what person.
Come to
Oddmall
Toledo.
That's right.
Woo! Oh my goodness.
And then, also coming up, I was actually talking to Mark this week, and he's already got 5 or 6 podcasts pretty much confirmed to be coming to Con of the Cop.
Really? Sweet.
He's got some people, a couple actually in California thinking about it.
Really?
But he's got people from New York, from Michigan, and from a couple other places to come to Con of the Cop for
what
this.
What part of New York?
I don't know.
Schenectady.
Is that where that's at?
Let's look up, see if we can find a podcast in Schenectady, and then actually invite them.
I don't know. Because you might be instant beef. Y'all don't want that. It'll be instant beef.
So that's in November at Con on the Cob, and then we got October, or in December, we got
Oddmall
again in Canton. So
Christmas time.
Just go to oddmall.info for all the info, and then go to cononthecob.com for all that. And
exactly.
Register and send us panel ideas and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think that takes care of all the business ahead of time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So do we want to get into movies? Do you have some news?
I actually have news.
We already touched the Ghostbusters one.
I'm not touching any Ghostbusters right now.
What, are you afraid?
You ain't afraid of no Ghostbusters fans.
Not on camera. Okay, I just have a couple things in news that are comic related. One is about Mark Millar reviving Kick-Ass.
Okay.
It's going to be an ongoing comic starting in January, along with a new Hit Girl comic. But Kick-Ass this time around is going to be female, and she's African-American. Now, basically what Mark Millar is trying to do is almost like a James Bond Doctor Who type character for Kick-Ass, where it can be different people behind the mask. And he's not necessarily saying they'll have, you know, X number of issues run, but he wants, you know, a few issues each.
So it's not a reboot.
It's not a reboot. It's
so it
a
is a superhero character.
Because
it's superhero, it's comic books, that happens all the time.
Yeah,
Spider-Man's
it's
been multiple characters.
It's Kick-Ass as a character in itself, and it could be anyone under the mask.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is kind of a cool idea, because it's done a lot in the big name.
I had
comics.
A wrestling character that I designed to do that, but no one ever else took the gimmick, so...
Man.
No, I specifically designed it to
you
be totally covered up. I know.
Some of the little guys grounded in the costume and didn't work.
Yeah. I did have one other guy. I had one other guy that was about my size to do it, but he had like almost like a hunchback when he was doing it, and it was weird looking. No, I took it back.
I've done it.
Yeah, she was. You were the
chase one. I've done it a couple times. I called Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
The other piece of comic news I have is kind of cool. It's from Aftershock Comics. who's coming out with essentially one of the first mainstream transgender superhero characters.
Okay.
Her name is Chalice, and she's undergoing transition from male to female and discovers that she's a quote-unquote alter with the power to manipulate gravity. And it leads to her double life, because she's not yet out to a lot of people, but she can only be in the form of a woman when she transforms into a superhero. So it's kind of cool. Like, the writer apparently came up with this when he was brainstorming ideas with fans.
And watching Ranma 1/2.
So it's an interesting idea, because you don't get a lot of transsexual main characters in comics right now. You get a lot of gay and lesbian and bisexual ones are side characters. So it's kind of cool they're coming out with one as a main character.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I do remember the one cartoon that was like that, though. It was just a kid, and when he put on the power frame, he turned into a female to beat the superhero.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but it was a couple of years ago.
It was on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's still on.
There's two quick comic-related things. One big screen, one small screen. Donald Glover has been added to the cast of Spider-Man Homecoming. Big question mark is if he's going to be Miles Morales. We don't know.
He's older than Tom Holland.
See, that's the thing.
That's what I just said.
He's a little too old for that.
But they have cast a couple of other younger African American actors.
Right. So
it's possible he could still be.
I do believe there might be a tiger in there too, maybe.
That'd be cool to see White Tiger on the big screen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tiger. Yeah, White Tiger.
And then the second thing, and this broke on Friday night, was that we are going to actually get a Punisher Netflix series.
It's
going to
be confirmed now?
Yeah, it's been confirmed November next year. So really, by our math, we're getting three series next year, because we should be getting Iron Fist and Defenders. And now we're going to be getting
Defenders. Last I heard, someone mentioned that Defenders is the end of this year.
Oh, wow.
Iron Fist is this year.
Yeah. One of those is.
We get Luke Cage this year.
Luke Cage
is this year. Luke Cage is in November, though. Yeah, we're getting something in December. Something's coming in December. It may run December on up and over, but I believe we're getting something in December.
So we
got to confirm that, but no, that I could have swore I heard someone mentioned
that. But the interesting thing is, Jon Bernthal said that who you saw in Daredevil Season 2 was not the Punisher.
Oh.
Like, the character himself. He's not there yet.
But it is, he hadn't become Punisher.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
so he's going to be actually different.
Did they even have an emblem that's for the series?
Yeah.
And it's almost like a transformation. Like, you see it sort of, like, rough. Like, you see it at the end of the series.
This is like the first season of Daredevil.
And then it's kind of refined a little bit.
Do you guys think the big hole will play a return? The big holes in the bottom of those buildings that I think that's going to be
Iron Fist.
Okay. You sure? I think it's Defenders.
Make more sense.
I hope.
I think everything else is going
to
build on
it. Has a mystical edge to it.
There's a lot of stuff that's
connected.
They keep hinting at.
I said they collect a lot with Electro to Iron Fist, right?
Right. With the Kun Lun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some connections there. Plus, I think the hand kind of dabbles a little bit in mysticism as well. So, you know, we might be getting some ninja action.
I hope
some
so.
Extra ninja action coming there.
I hope there's some ninja action.
Just saying. Yo, I don't want to jinx it, because, you know.
We got Will here, Will.
Actually, over on the DC side, have you seen the casting for the Supergirl? They have like five new characters.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of them are very, very important from the DC Comics universe. One, they're casting, but they've not actually cast anybody in these roles. The one that they did cast, we can mention here in a minute. But Lex Luthor's sister, Lena Luthor, is coming to Supergirl. It's a Silver Age character.
Yeah, she hasn't been in media.
Yeah, she's a Silver Age character that they're bringing back. The one that's big is the fact they're bringing in a detective named Maggie. Now, anybody who's DC Comics fans should recognize the name. You should actually recognize this name, because it's a big enough character.
Right.
Named Maggie. Let me find the description here.
Animated series.
Yeah, in the animated series, she was there too. There it is. Comics-inspired Maggie, an out and proud detective of the newly formed Science Police.
Oh, yeah.
Which deals specifically in metahuman and alien threats. But anybody who remembers from Superman in the 80s and then in comics now, Maggie Sawyer, who's actually Batwoman's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a detective and leader of the, what was the SCU or something
like
that in Metropolis.
Question?
No, that's Montoya. Renee Montoya. Okay. But that everybody's assuming this is that's who this is. This is going to be Maggie Sawyer. Since the beginning. But the other one is Tyler Hoechlin, right? Is that how you pronounce it? Has been cast as Superman for the premiere to the first two episodes. I think he looks like Superman.
No,
he has the right look. Well,
he's too scruffy.
Well, you shave the beard.
Even when he shaves, he looks scruffy. That's the word.
Hey,
Superman.
Yeah,
man.
Superman could be away for a while. He grew a beard, and there he goes. That's why.
Exactly.
You have the mullet.
So I don't know. I hope so.
The mullet's going to be
for the mullet on Superman.
Zack Snyder has said the mullet's coming. The mullet.
I liked it when Superman had the mullet. I did. I liked it when Dick Grayson had the mullet.
But he didn't overstay his welcome with the mullet. That's why I like Superman's. It was long enough run of the mullet.
Exactly.
At the same time, Billy Ray Cyrus was popular.
Of course.
Exactly. But yeah,
so
Superman
we don't need Billy Ray Cyrus.
It looks
come
like
back.
It looks like
well,
a Justice League.
They're talking
about
him
in
the comics,
black
or in
and
the movie
suit
somewhere
for Superman.
Oh, really?
Because he's coming back from the dead.
Yeah, well, they say it was going to be a different suit. We don't exactly know. I'm thinking it might be a red S with the black suit, since the coffin was black and with the red S. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Clean shaven, so, I think he can make it.
Yeah, see?
All right, Superman.
He does not look scruffy there.
He just
needs hair. Exactly.
He doesn't have that chiseledness.
That square dodge.
No.
That's just square in the mind.
Why do you think I keep all this? Because I don't have anywhere near square jaw. Nice and round. Okay, so that was the major casting news that I saw for Supergirl. The rest of them, there's rumors for the other shows. Like Arrow's got the new DA's been cast, and actually, you ever hear the character Vigilante, who was actually part of the Titans in the early 80s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's the new DA in Arrow.
He's a Vigilante.
Okay. well,
spoilers.
Yeah, they're bringing him in.
And that, and the knockoff Damage Control show that they're doing.
Yeah,
they just said that Jack O' Lantern is like the villain who's showing up in the pilot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you're interested, both Killjoys and Dark Matter starts up again this week.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, so, I can't wait. You know,
we still got to watch the first half. We have the Sci-Fi Channel app now.
There you go.
Wait, bring that one back up. There you go. There's your Superman, Dawn. Mm-hmm. You were looking?
He's all bound up, too.
Oh.
So,
what are we looking on?
She's just flipping through Google Images.
Okay.
I was showing her.
So, but that's the most of the casting, the confirmed stuff. We have a lot of rumors for all the television and everything that's going on, but really what we're actually here for today was we've already done the first and second quarter movies that were coming out. Today is right before July, so July, August, September is our third quarter movies.
That's right.
Geek movies are coming out.
Yeah.
So, and actually it's weird. It's interesting because they're front-loaded on this. Most of the geek movies are July, a little bit into August, and then September is the dead zone.
It's until you get to the end of September.
Yeah, October is usually...
September in general.
And then October...
Kind of dumping ground for
exactly.
not so good movies.
Well, every couple of months there is one of those. Like January is a dumping ground. January, February. And then March starts to build up, and April it starts building more until May, June, and July is the big ones.
Right.
And then you get the same thing. It starts to die off into August, and then September, nothing. October, you start to get Halloween and horror
then
movies.
You start to get the
then
Christmas.
November, December, they hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a cycle that they go through. So we're going towards that section here. Luckily, that gets split between October and September on two different ones.
That's right.
So and next week, actually, we have two or three big ones coming for July 1st, the first week of July.
This week.
Yeah.
July 1st. Yeah.
Well... What do we got for the first week of July?
Well, we actually have one that's a classic, or based on a classic, that's a Spielberg movie called The BFG.
Roald Dahl book.
We all get it because...
Yeah.
In gamer speak, BFG means something different.
True. It does.
Yeah, anybody who's played Doom knows what the BFG is.
Originally, it meant big, friendly giant.
The Oscar winner.
And this is a Roald Dahl story. But... I don't even know if we're going to go see this or anything, but it's a classic, and it's, you know, a geek thing, so...
Yeah, you know, the story was written by Roald Dahl, so the same guy as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, all of those.
So early
reviews are very positive.
It's a great story, yeah.
I think it'll probably be good because it's Spielberg, and just about... I don't think I've ever seen one that's a totally terrible movie.
I mean, the trailers look fascinating, the way they've created this giant. It looks pretty fascinating.
Yep, absolutely.
The trailers remind me of what I read when I was in first grade.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Right. Like, they're conjuring up the same kind of images that the book did, so I'm excited about that.
Well, also, they brought in John Williams actually did the score for this.
Oh,
even
that's
better.
Right, yeah.
He's pretty much staying alive just to do Star Wars.
Pretty much.
Spielberg.
Yeah, he's already confirmed he is doing Episode 8. He's not guaranteeing Episode 9, and he wants to do Indiana Jones 5. He's just
if he makes it to Episode 9, he'll do Episode 9.
Exactly.
he may be the first person we will need to clone.
I have said for a long time, and Michael, being a musician, you may or may not agree with this, that John Williams is probably one of the greatest composers of our time.
Agreed. And actually Randy's the score guy here.
Okay.
Like I'm more of the pop rock guy. He's the film score guy.
I would say he's a Mozart level all time.
You know,
you go 200 years in the future, people will talk about John Williams.
Well, and you know his sound. That's how you know how great they are. When you create, you know it's John Williams.
He creates a distinct character for every single film. He does a remarkable job with each one.
And what it is, and the reason a lot of people, I think, probably don't put him on that same level is because he writes for movies. Mm-hmm. But you got to think, movies, or Mozart, Beethoven, these legends, Bach, all these guys were writing for entertainment. Then.
They would have.
Well, this is the modern day.
Yeah, they would have written.
Exactly.
So much of classical music that you think of was actually written for operas and things like that as well.
That's
so, which is not too dissimilar to writing.
It
for
was
a score.
Movies is, of that time,
which is why I love going to like video game music
concerts.
Music play things with the instruments. You know.
Oh yeah, when the Cleveland Orchestra does the performances of film scores,
yes,
like at Blossom, that's,
I love that,
that's
yeah.
some of the
oh.
the best like.
Sometimes
going.
No, sometimes no. That reminds me that I gotta look at the times. Pittsburgh, they're bringing Back to the Future. Running with the screen, the actual symphony running with the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what that is. It's coming in the next 2 weeks or so, I think.
I heard there's like music, like alternate cues as well.
Yeah.
Like Alan Silvestri had a lot of unused music, and that the Back to the Future, like the roadshow version that where they play a lot of the new music they haven't heard before.
I guess it's a very similar show. Most of them, I think, got the idea from the Star Wars in concert.
Yeah.
Star Trek is touring also, doing the same thing.
Is
the Back to the Future version.
Her new song.
Who?
Is Rihanna.
Moving on.
We don't need to discuss that at all.
But,
also on July 1st,
some
we
real
have
life
the legend of Tarzan.
Happening over there.
another literary classic.
Yeah, the next one.
Tarzan.
Yes, I can't wait for this.
Alexander Skarsgård.
I love the Tarzan movies. Like when I was a kid, I loved them, and as I got older. And I started gaining a deeper appreciation for pulp. Like, my love for Tarzan grew. Like, it's just... And plus, this is, like, Greystoke Tarzan. So.
Yeah, this one very much, watching the trailers, reminds me of Greystoke.
Yeah.
And I loved that movie when I was a kid. I don't remember if it was that, or was there a Tarzan TV series back in the 80s?
There was.
Then I think that's probably where I was introduced to Tarzan originally.
Right.
And then Greystoke was like, oh, now that's the way it should be done.
Yeah. there were two Tarzan... There was like two or three different.
They've done it
series.
Over and over again.
There was one that was actually closer to the Greystoke version. There was the ones that there was one that you saw after he had gone back to England, and there was another one that was like him pre England, like almost closer to the Meet Tarzan, Eugene kind of thing.
Yeah,
like the Johnny Weissmuller era.
Yeah,
with all that.
I really love the Weissmuller, the films from the 30s.
I grew up on
because
they're
pre-code films. Yeah. The first two are pre-coded. They are.
Yeah. Like
there was one swimming scene in one of them.
He was an Olympic swimmer, so he wanted to showcase.
There was one Tarzan movie. I remember watching this, and the tribesmen had captured these hunters or whatever. Took two palm trees, tied them this way, had a person tied between them, and then they cut wham, ripped them, and I'm like. My poor little 5-year-old ass.
You think Tarzan, you think kids' movies.
I know not so much.
This is not your Disney Tarzan.
My mom used to record and had the old ones on VHS of the old Tarzan movies.
Yeah.
So I went in there thinking this was the Disney movie. And I was like,
that's when you need George of the Jungle.
This is not the Tarzan I was used to.
Yeah, and if you go back to the original like Burroughs books, like they weren't kids'
no,
stuff.
No. Now, there was a Tarzan animated series that was pretty cool in the 70s. It probably didn't last nearly as long as I thought it did. But Tarzan, like when he would talk to the animals, he would go, unk, unk, boomangani, and the animals would do whatever they want, right? Now, here's the thing. One day, my dog was my one. My dog's playing in the backyard, and I'm saying, "Spirit, spirit, spirit." And he would not. I tried it. I said, Bumagani, and then he ran.
It works.
And I'm like,
so there is a secret code.
And then, like, one time,
Don, when he did, he shows you the look on his face, looks back and forth, and the audience, people listening have no idea what he's doing.
Don's trying to get him to come in one day, and he would not come in. He's playing, doing all the things. And she goes, honey, and I go, Bumagani, and he comes running in. And I'm like, what is this?
What does this language mean?
What does this even mean?
No one knows.
It's provocative.
Is that what that is? It's provocative. The dog he's going now.
The dog is going.
But anyway, that's another delight.
So.
And along with Alexander Skarsgård, you have Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Who is probably not going to be cursing up a storm, amazingly.
Oh. I have a
reference to the point!
Apes in this jungle!
and you have
farming jungle.
Jane is Harley Quinn.
Yes.
Friday
Jungle.
Okay.
Is that bad? That's one of the few reasons why I want to go see that movie.
You want to go to Jane?
Yes.
Yeah, he likes Margot Robbie.
Harley Quinn.
So there you go. The other couple of July 1st ones are horror movies. There's a lot of horror movies this summer.
Yeah, in summer it was weird.
So like that The Purge election year, because that's a great
idea. I'm not gonna talk about this movie. I'm out on this movie.
But then we have
too close to home.
Like a cutesy animated one that I know all of us animal lovers are gonna go see on July 8th, The Secret Life of Pets.
Yes. So Vicky's been waiting a year for this because they put out, I think, one of the best teasers a year ago.
Uh-huh.
It was 30 seconds of just the pets playing around.
Yeah.
But because of that, everybody wants to see this movie.
Mm-hmm. And everyone sees their own pet.
Yes. See, that's the one that got her was the metalhead poodle.
The poodle. Yeah. With the chihuahua bouncing on the couch.
The thing was, she saw that and could see Lucy doing this when we're not at home.
Uh-huh.
Because we still had Lucy then.
And then the next big one would have to be on July 15th, and it's Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I don't care what everybody else says. I'm going to go watch this and just expect to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for the original Ghostbusters. I'm not even looking for an homage to the original. Mm-hmm.
No.
Just something, because the effects look cool.
Yeah.
It looks like a fun movie.
Everyone seems to forget the original was just fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's all good.
Well, that, and in the first trailer, they show Slimer's in this movie, so I'm going to see. Gotta go see Slimer.
And Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man's in it.
Oh, he is?
Yes, yeah. He is.
We're going to have to go see Stay Puffed.
Mm-hmm. Stay Puffed's in it, too.
So yeah, this one looks in the. We mentioned the song earlier. That was the whole thing. Just looks like fun.
We had two movies. Lord knows how many video games. Lord knows how many comic series, and an animated series.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I think it doesn't hurt
and
to
I believe
add.
They were talking about coming back with another animated series.
It's
time for another movie.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they said the animated series is coming, and it's actually supposed to take place in like 2050.
Yeah, it's a future.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good. Cool.
So they're jumping way into the future with the TV series for Ghostbusters.
Really. Interesting.
Everyone
and actually, I've been slowly, a little at a time, watching the original Ghostbusters because it's on Crackle now. The original Ghostbusters, the real Ghostbusters cartoon.
The new movie looks a lot like
the real Ghostbusters
series. Yeah, it looks like the people who made it must have been big fans because that show was.
Well,
great.
That's the nice thing about most of these reboot movies now is we're at the point where a lot of these '80s ones that are getting rebooted are by fans that were kids when they watched the first one.
Right.
So they're trying to capture what they saw when they were a kid, which hopefully translates into having fun on the big screen.
Yeah, when I watched the trailer for like Ghostbusters, I'm like, this looks like a ride. This
sounds
like
fun. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's good, but it looks a lot of fun.
Yeah, but the anime series has some scary stuff in it, though. You know,
that was the one thing I had a gripe with.
What was
it? Just didn't scare, because I was watching the first Ghostbusters. I rented it with my mom from the library, and I watched the first 5 minutes. When that librarian ghost came out, I was like,
I was like 12. I used to watch with my eyes covered. That one, there was one other scene too, but that one especially, until I was like 12, I had to cover my eyes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, she looks cool, but I know something's coming.
Is the light around the door?
Huh?
Is the light
no, no, there was something else too, but that was the main one. Was it?
There was one Saturday morning, I remember watching it, and I was like, oh, there's nothing else, I'll watch. So I'm watching it, and then just out of the blue, this ghost, I mean, there was a funky looking ghost coming. out just out from a wall, and I'm like, and I'm like, it's morning, Saturday morning. This thing shouldn't be scaring me. And I that show gave me mad respect because Scooby-Doo never did that for
me. Oh, the Halloween episode they did with the All Hallows Eve, or whatever his name was, the spirit of Halloween.
The jack-o'-lantern?
The jack-o'-lantern dude.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
That was you're right. Yeah.
And dude, imagine if you remember the Halloween. Well, in the 80s, it had to be.
Why is this scaring me?
This has to, you know it's decent, because in the 80s, that actually ran from like 89 through like 95.
Yeah.
And that was an era where animation was just so stock.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first shows to really have that, like, just really aggressive, awesome, highly detailed animation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny and goofy and weird. And
yes. It was kind of like, it had similar animation, but better writing than Kid Video, which are maybe the only person who ever watched it.
You could say that about anything had better writing than Kid Video.
Not everything.
I'm sorry.
Not everything, because
we keep saying it. We're doing a Saturday morning cartoon show.
Because I'm sure Food for Day had better writing.
Well, one, we got to.
We're gonna compare it then.
Then
okay?
You know what? the next Meeplecast, not just Saturday morning. We're gonna do that. Hanna-Barbera rabbit hole show we've talked about.
Okay.
That'll be the next Meeplecast, because there's enough people here that are going to have a good time with that. We'll just start. I'll bring up the wiki for all the shows that they had. We'll just slowly work through
the crossovers
that
who's seen
it.
Oh,
nice. No, if you go to Hanna-Barbera on wiki, they have a list of every show that was put out by Hanna-Barbera.
So,
you
know what's
My Little Pony versus.
They weren't Hanna-Barbera.
No.
Was it?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
You know, sad thing is, I looked that list up like 5 years ago at my grandma's.
Yeah.
Just to see all the cartoons on there.
Another company that did.
So, there was a lot. Well, there's in the 80s, there was like, 15 different animation houses doing cartoons for stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, you know it was good if they had more than one season.
Sure.
And if it had Filmation on the logo, the most stock animation you could possibly
but do. But Filmation had some good stuff, though.
Like, Filmation came out.
Not now.
It
did then.
Yeah.
Filmation was smart, because as soon as Ghostbusters came out, they rolled out with their Ghostbusters series.
They already had,
which
no,
was based
in the 70s.
Yeah, that was based on the series from the 70s. And I'm like, oh, great, Ghostbusters cartoon. And then I'm like,
this ain't Ghostbusters.
This ain't Ghostbusters.
I did the exact same thing.
And that one,
that's why Ghostbusters
like, Gorilla.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
this is
that's
terrible.
Not Ghostbusters.
Slobber should be there. Like, it was just
well,
wrong.
The 70s show, wasn't it live action or something?
Yeah, the 70s show was live action.
Yeah.
And the show was actually like a continuation of that, because it was their kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
That's just weird. But then that's why Ghostbusters
like,
is what called.
Oh,
yeah.
My real Ghostbusters.
That's why the Ghostbusters had to be called the
real
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
So, okay, what's next on? We're never going
to
get through
okay,
these.
Exactly. I don't know. We have to keep going. Yet again, another couple of horror movies on the 22nd, so we'll skip those. Then on the other one, the big one, on July 22nd, Star Trek Beyond. Yep.
Oh,
yes.
That one, yeah. That, it looks
beast.
Like...
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. We're all going to have to go for that.
Now, the question is at the end of this one, because we know the ship gets destroyed in this one.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown that everywhere. That's the entire trailer is the Enterprise being destroyed.
Yeah.
Which is, once again, they're following along with the original movies. Because in Star Trek 3, the ship gets destroyed. It's
they
a totally different circumstances,
the,
but...
They destroyed it in Into Darkness as well, because they took like a while to...
Yeah,
that's true, yeah.
Well, that's not just... My, that's
did you guys
new
fly
universe.
That thing for oh. once and not wreck it?
Did you hear the news that they're canceling the Abramsverse?
What?
They've
canceled the Abramsverse in Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
That's just because... Well, what it is, that was the clickbait headline. But then it is true that there can't. It's no longer called the J.J. Abramsverse. It's the Kelvin universe.
Kelvin, yes.
And it was a distinction they made for the Star Trek MMO, because they're going to start. They're going to start integrating some of the stuff from the new movie universe into the MMO.
Well, and it makes
so what it is that CBS is referring to it as the Kelvin universe, not as the Abrams universe.
But they also at the same time. Came out with guidelines for fan films.
Exactly, I saw that too.
They're specifying what you can and can't do.
Oh, that's
because of
accident.
Fan film.
That's
and one of the things you can't do is have the name Star Trek in the title of your film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, like you said, about like accident.
Because of accident.
I have many opinions on that.
Like,
I know a lot of people work on accident, and they cause this problem.
Well, the thing is, the fan films are getting as good, if not better, than some of what they've put out.
Yeah.
In that's
all
the
areas,
problem.
Though. It's not just Star Trek.
Yeah.
It's in all areas.
I have long had a theory or this idea, that, and I would love at some point to be able to pitch this to a studio, but I personally think like Star Trek in particular would be a fine field for this, which is to
allow people to submit to a committee at Paramount your fan film ideas, mm-hmm. and Paramount finances them and helps you produce them,
right?
And then releases them, and you get a percentage of the profit.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fantastic.
We know, and
that those would exist as like a B canon. They wouldn't be like officially part of the canon,
there would be,
right. but
A
you know.
Canon, which is your films and television shows.
Right.
B canon, which is what they consider the highly regarded of the fan. Like after there's a submission date. If you don't hit it, then you don't get in there. They read through each one and determine what are the maybe 10 best.
Right.
They produce the 10 best. Everything else, you can produce it, but you have to follow the guidelines, and it's C-canon.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, B-canon has to all kind of flow, and
right.
C-canon is just like a Wild West, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, you know, this falls under the umbrella of PR. This isn't, you know, going to mess with unions. This is PR for Star Trek, and it's also reaching an olive branch to all the Star Trek
exactly.
fans saying, we want your creative content.
Yeah.
We think it's wonderful.
What it is the Star Trek fans, like, doing Axanar and stuff, or it seems like they're going under the guise of what Star Wars has always been. Lucas always said, you know what, make whatever you want, call it whatever you want. As long as you don't charge for it, he doesn't care.
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure what Disney does. Disney, I think, still goes with that, with the fan
mm-hmm.
films.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They said, hey, because, like it's been said before, any publicity helps.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you got a show that is a Star Wars show, as long as they're not saying they're the original one and they're not charging for it, they're still promoting Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's
know.
What...
Raising like $1 million and then basically building a studio
mm-hmm.
and then saying, oh, we're going to make this Star Trek movie, but I'm paying myself $50,000 a year to do it.
That's a little bit beyond
right.
the fan film.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
building
no.
a production house.
That's a production house.
Yeah.
And, you know, making your own bootleg movie and trying to make money from it.
Yeah,
so,
no.
I mean, they were selling like hats and t-shirts with the Axanar logo, and it's like, that's still a Star Trek logo.
Yeah.
If I was telling my wife, I said, if you take a Lamborghini logo and slap it on a Kia and then sell it as though it's a Lamborghini,
yeah.
your Lamborghini deserves to see it.
Yes. But Star Trek, it looks fun. I mean, it just
I mean, if you're
in the same way all the other ones
anyway.
Have been. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm there.
Star
so.
Trek
now,
and Star Wars
the thing
are always going to sell.
They almost
yeah.
ruined it with their first trailer, though. With the Beastie Boys song.
Yeah.
Like, totally
yeah.
out of whack.
Was out of...
Everyone was like, what did you do?
And I like the Beastie Boys, but
yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that song was in the 2009 film.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that the Turtles trailer got such a positive response, which used the Beastie Boys song.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the same trailer company that cut the trailer. And
well,
I bet Paramount
was
like, that trailer
with the Turtles.
Look what they've done. Yeah,
you know?
But they've done that with almost all the Suicide Squad trailers also, is they have a song to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, so,
but it's,
and that's just, and that goes back last couple years they've been doing that, like, hey, let's get a really popular song,
yeah.
throw it with our trailer so everybody watches the trailer.
Well, and then today they have the Rihanna song with the new trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's well. Like you don't need the cool that's song with the Star Trek trailer.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone has
aren't
an expectation.
Interested in Star Trek anyway.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. The thing is, Star Trek, we've discussed this when we were doing our Trek show, that
mm-hmm.
Star Trek has always been there, always had a popularity
mm-hmm.
at some point. Sometimes it's a lot higher, but there's always a baseline that never gets below.
Exactly.
Right.
So you're going to make money on this
mm-hmm.
film no matter what.
Right.
There's a certain amount of people that are going to go see it because it says Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. We're going to watch it, and then we're going to go somewhere and talk about it.
Yeah.
Now,
we
may complain
about it, but we're
going to
watch
it,
and we're
going to
talk about it.
Yeah, but it's
going
to be discussed.
But that's Star Trek. What
okay.
else do you
the next
have
one, a week later...
Well, wait, we got another one that week.
Yeah, what do we have that week?
Ice Age comes out that week.
Well, I mean,
come on. It's
yeah,
Ice Age
yeah,
with UFOs.
It's
the trailer looks... No. The trailer looks hilarious.
Wait,
yeah.
I have just one question about this.
Something like that.
But is Scrat in
all
right. it?
Yeah, no.
Scrat's all I care
wait,
about.
Yeah.
Scrat flying a UFO.
Scrat.
Soul. No, they spelled it out. It's C-H-R-A-T.
There's no C...
Really?
That's
what... Yeah, it's Scrat. But they have Scrat flying a UFO. It was like frozen in the ice or something.
So this is continuing.
So he's accidentally hitting buttons and it's doing
this is continuing, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is the only film series I know of when I was a kid that's still going on.
Yeah.
I'm 23.
That tells you something, right?
But
that
has been going on
at this point,
time.
The real reason to go see them is, like you said, to see Scrat.
Mm-hmm.
What's Scrat going to do?
Yeah, Scrat's the fact. Yeah,
that
Scrat
was
and
great.
Sid were the best characters.
My favorite thing was the DVD menu on one of those movies was just Scrat falling down a hill forever on a continuous route. I enjoyed that more than I enjoyed the movie itself.
I know
what
you're talking about. Surprised they
didn't
make a Scrat movie.
Huh? I think they did.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did. Yeah.
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 It had scratch shorts on every one of the film DVDs.
I want like a feature length.
Don't worry,
like,
I stopped watching them after I think 3, and it kept happening, and now I'm 23, and I'm like, wait, there's more coming out?
Now they live in New York City, okay. It's modern day.
More slightly. This is important. On July 29th, we have Yoga Hosers. This is important, people.
What?
This is Kevin Smith's movie. It's called Yoga Hosers.
Oh, I see it. Never mind.
It's not even on here.
Yeah, because you have a bad list.
No, it's not IMDb. I don't know why they wouldn't have it on there.
It actually has his daughter in it, Harley Quinn Smith. She's actually in the movie. It focuses on.
It's also got Johnny Depp's daughter.
Wait, what's her name? I'm sorry.
Harley Quinn Smith.
See, this is why I'm going to have to find that man in real life and give him a hug.
No, Kevin Smith.
I thought I did, but I'm not.
Yeah, his daughter's Harley.
Centers on 15-year-old yoga nuts who have an after-school job at a Manitoba convenience store called A to Z. And an ancient evil rises from beneath Canada's crust and threatens their big invitation to a grade 12 party. So they have to join forces with a legendary manhunter from Montreal named Guy Lapointe, who's Johnny Depp, to fight for their lives.
The two girls are Harley Quinn Smith and Johnny Depp's daughter.
And Lily Rose Depp.
They were both... These characters were actually from Tusk, just put out. There's the convenience store scene with the two of them in it. That's two characters that are doing this movie.
It's the ultimate geek movie because it's made by Kevin Smith. Yeah. You know,
fun little fact: Kevin Smith just married some of our friends at an event.
Oh, really?
Like, cool. I saw that video.
Performed the marriage.
Cam's got something percolating here.
My problem isn't the plot, bro. My only issue is how did some 15-year-olds get a job? And I couldn't get a job until I was 20.
Because it's Canada.
Did you hear what their names were? One of them is the daughter of Johnny Depp, and the other is the daughter of Kevin Smith, and they're making the movie.
Exactly. So yeah, that looks fun. On to the next one.
And one that's on the list, but not in the U.S., because I just had to say it, Godzilla Resurgence.
Oh, yes. That one looks amazing, too.
It has no U.S. date. It's Japan only.
I'm convinced
it's because Independence Day stole the Resurgence subheading that Godzilla doesn't get to use it.
Possibly. But I think what it's going to do is that they're going to release it in Canada when they're ready to put out the DVD. We were talking to Greg about this. Mm-hmm. It'll be in Japan.
It'll be in Canada, too, before it hits.
Godzilla destroyed Toronto.
But right before it gets released in on DVD, it'll get like a 1-week run here.
Right. Right.
So. But also what it is it won't be subtitled yet. And they're not going to put... They're not going to put it out in American theaters unless it's dubbed.
That's true.
So if there's no dub right away, then they're not going to put it out here.
Hopefully the what they say and the mouths will be not in sync.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. If they actually sync them up, I will be disappointed.
Right. I don't like watching Godzilla with subtitles.
Grown up with the Toho Studios films, it's not right if they're in sync or originally spoken in English. It's just not right.
They still couldn't sync them up with, 10 years ago, they finally put out Final Wars, and it still wasn't in sync.
So we're good on that one.
So
then we get into August.
Into August.
August 5th, Suicide Squad.
Yes. That one looks really good.
I'm gonna have to see that movie some way because I won't be in town for that. But we're gonna have to see it
somewhere.
Well, also that same week on the Monday, The Killing Joke actually is getting a theatrical before it drops.
I'll be here enough time to see
and
that.
And it is playing a couple spots in Northeast Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet! Because we were already talking, we're gonna have to go see that.
I think Kevin Conroy
and Mark Hamill returning to the roles in the animated.
Yeah.
R-rated.
Yes.
R-rated. R-rated DC film.
For me, we've discussed this, that DC movies in general should not be R-rated. There's two or three stories that have to be.
Well, yeah, right. Rated R, though. Mm-hmm.
This is one of them.
When did you say that was coming out?
That's the first week of August. It's actually the week after Comic-Con, because they're going to have a showing at Comic-Con, mm-hmm. then the next Monday, they're showing it in theaters, and then the next day it releases on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah, I'm going to try going to theaters.
Yeah, same here. I think I already ordered my ticket.
And then, we've all heard about Suicide Squad, so we don't even need to talk about it.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
We can always talk about
Suicide Squad.
But we're done talking about Batman.
Yeah. But Suicide Squad is probably going to be the best DC film out this whole year.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
I'll give you that. Yes,
I keep calling it the beginning of the DC universe.
And a lot of it's already got reviewed by some people, and they already said this should have been the first film they released. Mm-hmm.
What it is
it's a new angle.
Suicide Squad is actually the first of a new era for DC films. This is the first film that actually is under the helm of Jeff Johns as head of DC Films. He was creative consultant and stuff for all the other movies, but he wasn't actually in charge of the film's division.
Right.
He and there's a Warner Brothers executive that are actually in charge of DC Comics films.
After Batman versus Superman came out, they were like, yeah, we need somebody.
We need somebody. Well,
what I want to know is whatever Jeff Johns is taking, I want some. Because he's got 10 different hats on top of DC Comics.
Yeah.
The good thing about Suicide Squad is there are scenes in daylight.
Yeah.
Like, what, 2, 3? Yeah, exactly. And then they, go back into night and start stealing.
Right. Exactly. All I'm going to say is the trailer made me laugh, and that's all I needed.
Yeah. I'm
much more interested in the supplementary characters, and I could do without Joker. Like, everything you hear about Jared Leto and this whole Joker thing, I'm so done with. What? I just don't even want to see him.
I'm hoping the Joker is not the main villain. Because for me, I don't see Joker as needing an entire squad of guys to take him down.
The story is that Enchantress might be the main villain.
That's what I heard too.
But I'm just going to say, as somebody that's been playing the Batman Arkham series games for the past how many years?
Six
years. Joker's always the main villain, no matter what. Well, so I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be used to it as a fan. But after reading the Flashpoint comic, Enchantress could be a pretty bad villain.
I think Enchantress is probably the reason why Suicide Squad gets together.
Joker's
the reason why.
See everything.
Vicky
got it there.
I'll buy that.
Hold on, Vicky.
The only reason they put Joker in there is because he's the love interest of Harley Quinn.
Yeah, to give Harley a boyfriend.
For the girl.
And it, I do like in the trailer, you hear the laugh, and Harley looks up like, uh oh. She knows the laugh.
Well,
so that's awesome.
Even swan dive into the whatever to go after her.
So it's going to be good, hopefully.
Yeah.
The jury's still out on Joker. I'm not sure of this take on Joker. Hopefully, I love it. So.
I like to think it's the character from Fight Club.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
He got his face beaten
in by Tyler.
That's
how he got
this. One story is something beautiful.
Okay. What else you got for that week for you on yours?
I don't really have anything else good.
Kylan had which way? That was no. July 29th. We had a couple that didn't make your list.
What?
Well, because there was one that wasn't.
Born isn't really.
It's just an action movie.
That's an action.
I mean, usually fits in
I'm
with King stuff.
Yeah.
The fifth Bourne movie.
Over here.
The fifth Bourne movie. I'll be there.
It should be the fourth Bourne movie.
Should be fourth.
That's what
we're not going to talk about
next.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about Hawkeye.
No. No, I don't know. The other one is Jackie Chan actually has a movie that week coming out.
Yeah.
Japanese
movie,
Chinese, yeah. Well, no, the Monkey King. This is actually a fantasy.
I just walked out, but I kept watching it.
If it's based on the legend, yeah.
The all-power... The Jackie Chan is the Monkey King hero is back, which is all-powerful Monkey King once roamed freely between heaven and earth.
So it's a sequel?
But after, pretty much. But after angering the gods, he was imprisoned within an ice cage deep within the mountains 500 years later. Monsters attack a small village. Yeah, this is just a Chinese fantasy movie.
Well, does it have an American release?
Anime.
Yeah,
like
if IMDb has it,
the anime. Too.
Anime.
Huh? Yeah. Right. Yes, I'm like, it sounds like it's based off the anime of the.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh,
yeah.
The storyline.
Do you have that one? Or do you know where to get. Where can I get the Monkey King? Do you know?
Amazon.
Or
my house.
Oh, you have it?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll have to go over to Jesse's house and watch
it. To everyone on the internet, do it.
Jesse's house.
Okay, so that was going back, but hey, we got the founder coming that day.
The what?
The McDonald's movie with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll go see that. Yeah.
Actually, the next one has some good ones, though. The next week.
On August 12th, we have Pete's Dragon.
Yep.
Which live action telling of the Disney movie.
Pizza Dragon? I
want to
watch Pizza Dragon.
Pizza Dragon. Jeremy? Oh, yeah. Look, and it's on video.
But if you look, most of the tech is not there.
It's raised up off the table. We're all good.
So
no technological damage.
There's a bit of a squabble over how we feel about the dragon.
Yeah.
Bart, how do you feel about the dragon?
He doesn't need feathers.
He's furry.
Maybe he's based off of...
See, there's been new archaeological evidence that's discovered dragons had feathers.
Right.
See? You don't see, we don't know because the original Elliot, that's his name, Elliot, was animated, and at the time they couldn't do feathery animation.
Right.
He might have been feathery at the time, we don't know.
Also,
Bart's not having any of that.
No, this is something different. This is a qualm I've had about the original movie ever since I grew up and I could actually realize it. But they have Pete's dragon. Pete had little to nothing to do with anything that happened. It was all Elliot. Why don't just name the movie Elliot?
Elliot the dragon.
Well, it was named after the dragon. It's Pete's dragon.
Elliot's human.
And in this
there we go.
It seems like there's more to Pete's role.
Yeah.
He's almost like a wild child lost in the woods sort of thing, and rangers discover him.
Okay.
And he claims he has a friend named Elliot, and of course... Just like the original movie, no one can see Elliot, and they think he's, you know, the invisible friend, and it turns out he's a dragon. There's no Helen Reddy, no songs.
No Helen Reddy.
What? No Mickey Rooney.
What?
No Mickey Rooney.
No songs? I'm not watching this movie.
Bryce Dallas
You sound like a Ghostbuster hater.
So I'm sorry.
This table way less, I'd flip it right now.
If Helen Reddy ain't in it, I don't want it.
Well, Bart, what...
Maybe there's
money.
A cameo, a Helen Reddy cameo.
There you go.
What will make more money? A movie called Pete Dragon that people remember, or a movie called Elliot? People are going to go, isn't this about that one movie I saw a long time ago?
Yeah.
Why would we just call it Pete's Dragon?
They're going
right.
to think it's...
Oh, you mean like Maleficent?
They're going to think it's the kid from E.T. His name was Elliot. So
yeah. That's
what it'll be.
E.T. came back and brought his friends.
that same week, not only do we have Pete's Dragon, we have Sausage Party.
Yes!
This looks weird. It looks interesting and funny.
I've seen trailer for it already.
Oh my God. I've seen that trailer over five
it
times. And I laugh every time.
It literally is a bunch of hot dogs. It's a sausage party. And as far as they know, hot dog heaven is when you get bought and you get to go into the bun. And the buns are all female. Peace dragon.
Is this like a parable?
Exactly is. Yes, it is. Yes.
Now, some of the voices include James Franco, Kristen Wiig, Paul Rudd, Selma Hayek, Seth Rogen, Edward Norton, Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, Craig Robinson... There's
a lot
of guys.
You've heard it every single Seth Rogen movie, but it's
right.
Yeah,
Robinson, I'm like, okay.
It's every Seth Rogen cast.
Yeah.
So that's Sausage Party.
I'm going to see that one.
Let's all go to a Sausage Party.
Going with just dudes. So weird.
What if
Nate's going to go with just his male friends?
I was going to say, I might as well do that at that point.
Let's
all
go
see Sausage Party.
It's right up the car.
Everybody's
guys.
Like, no, actually, I'm not. No, thank
one
you.
One of those drinking movies.
You can do that yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you have next, Ken?
So I was just waiting. We got a couple of weeks before we get to something else.
I found one that's kind of obscure called The Space Between Us on August 19th.
What is that?
I saw the name of that.
That's,
I just
like a young man raised by scientists on Mars returns to Earth to find his father. That's
Ooh.
Like the only synopsis I got of the
that
movie.
That sounds
Let me
like
see.
An animated movie.
I think I saw
movie.
A preview
it's,
for that
it sounds like
before.
Elf.
That's what IMDb has.
It's the space version of Elf.
You know what?
Actually, you know what?
His name's Buddy.
Space actually sounds like a word made up by someone who's afraid to get close.
Never mind.
You tried. I wanted to get on there.
Thank you.
Like,
you got it. You guys got it.
No, way over.
Oh,
way
no,
gone.
You
no,
you did.
No.
This is a song.
This one's not exactly geek. It's back in the action realm, but the next week after that, Kickboxer Vengeance. Look at the cast on this, though. Gina Carano,
mm-hmm.
Dave Bautista,
right?
And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yep.
The new Kickboxer movie.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
I'll
watch it.
Is Van Damme in a wheelchair?
No.
Van Damme is still fighting
that same week.
Danny?
Yeah,
a wheelchair?
See, I was going to talk about
he can do his
sprint.
Bring
it Coupon and
Kyler.
Strings. And it's
guys, he can still do his sprint. Just
get themselves locked.
That's all we need.
But
as long as Van Damme does a split in the movie,
wait,
that's
okay,
a
hold on.
But, huh?
Did you say the words biodome?
I did. Moronic best friends get themselves locked inside the biodome.
So it's a remake of Pauly Shore's biodome.
I was going to say, I think I've already seen that.
Well, one of the voices is Matthew McConaughey. So that's really all.
All right.
Yay.
It's also got Ralph Fiennes, Rooney Mara, Charlize Theron. I mean, there's a bunch of...
But Kubo and the Two Strings.
George Takei. George Takei.
Louis DeSilva Jr. It's a who's who of MMA.
You really want to go see Sausage Fest, don't you? That's high on your
list
right now. I think we finally get into September.
Yes.
And this is where it dries up really
bad. Yeah, it does dry up. I have this, another that I think is an indie that I got a one-line synopsis about called Morgan on September 2nd. It might have Morgan Freeman in it.
Jason Statham or the guy from...
A corporate risk management consultant has to decide and determine whether or not to terminate an artificial being's life that was made in a laboratory environment.
I say you unplug him.
I was going to say, that sounds like a
real
Star Trek episode.
I know,
I'm like, he ain't real, like, unplug him.
At least a dozen Star Trek episodes with essentially that life.
Yes. It's like, the definition of life. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to say something inappropriate.
You probably should.
About to
then on the 16th we get Snowden, which is kind of like an ultimate geek movie based on, you know, who he is.
Well, that, and we also get Kylan's girlfriend in the movie too. We get Bridget Jones' baby.
You gonna go see that, honey?
Does that have Renee Zellweger?
Yeah,
yes, it does.
I might.
No,
and Emma Thompson.
And Emma Thompson.
But it's new Renee. Do you like new Renee Zellweger? Have you seen her now? She's like unrecognizable.
Yeah,
she,
you know.
It's not
quite
Renee Zellweger.
I like old Renee Zellweger.
Isn't that who she is now?
You're trying to get Renee Zellweger to come to Akron and try to start a fight with me.
I think he's challenging Renee Zellweger to a fight. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard too.
Tweet it. I'm gonna find it.
It's a Renee Zellweger fight club.
I mean, I'm not gonna get in the fight.
Why are you trying to squabble with Renee Zellweger?
I am not trying to squabble with Renee Zellweger.
Way to self-censor.
She's a lovely woman.
She is. I'm sure she is.
She
know what?
She could punch, though.
She won that.
You know what? If Renee Zellweger flew into Cleveland, you know what I would do? I would pick her up, and I would drive her down to Fairlawn, and I would take her to that Swenson's at... LeBron likes to take his co-stars to, and I would get her a nice galley boy.
Oh yeah,
and some fries and a California.
Nah, I gotta go with potato teasers. All about potato teasers.
Teasers and the California.
Oh, bro, let's go.
Not even the shake of the month.
California.
No.
Shake of
the month, dude.
Wait, hold on.
We don't go to Swenson's and not get a shake.
Is this what it comes down to? We got people who want the shake of the month. Other people want California. Can we all just get along? No.
We're hitting the end of the quarter. There are really two movies left. One not so geeky that I know you want to see. Magnificent Seven.
Oh, yes!
Yeah. On September 23rd.
How many times have they made that movie now?
Not enough.
Three.
Not enough.
Was it
Samurai 7?
Three Amigos, though, because that's also kind of...
Was it? Somehow only seven, because it was...
Poor Kelly, three Amigos.
So seven Samurai, then it was the Magnificent Seven.
A Bug's Life, which is
awesome. You know what? Seven Samurai was the original.
I'm going to rewatch that tonight, and I'm going to look at that completely different. Wow.
Wow.
Never put that together.
So Seven Samurai. Then you had the Magnificent Seven.
Then you had A Bug's Life. No. That's what it
is. It's A Bug's Life again. Man, you know what? You're right.
Yeah. No, he's really right. Yeah.
Same thing with the Three Amigos.
Same thing.
Three guys who are brought in, they're not really what they say they are, and then the town does the same thing that they do at the end.
I think A Bug's Life may be closer to Yojimbo.
To what?
Okay, Yojimbo was about this guy who was a
it's
samurai.
It's a Kurosawa film.
It's a Kurosawa film. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this makes
it's a guy who's like he's a Ronin. Okay. And he's hired to face off against this very bad man in town.
Well, I've had to do that. That's just making Bug's Life sound more like that. Anyway.
Yeah, what was the one, the Bruce Willis movie?
Really?
Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing was
that
the Americanized
version. Yojimbo.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, Seven Samurai was also Kurosawa. And I mean, that
yeah,
was,
it was.
That's the magnitude.
But it sounded like his theme was,
yeah,
was
right.
Yeah, basically getting hired to do something.
I mean,
something.
Yeah.
I like the anime version of that one, though.
Oh, I love
Seven Samurai.
Did you say
anime
or anime. Animated?
No, anime.
I love that one. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I love lots of stuff.
Was the Seven, like, TV show back in the day? I feel like
there was.
Show,
there
like,
was.
The
I think there was.
The anime
so
did
how
a lot better.
So how many versions are we at this point?
But
that's what I said.
It seems like
not enough
seven,
is the correct
yes,
answer.
Yes, they switched it.
Yeah, they always
and they put a number after.
Yeah.
Hold up, guys. Hold up.
They always get an all-star cast with it. And so they're doing it again. It's another all-star cast. It's kind of like the reason to go see it is the all-star cast.
Yeah.
Yes. And you've got Chris Pratt and Matt Bomer, Denzel Washington, Vincent D'Onofrio, Ethan Hawke, Peter Sarsgaard's in it. Even Vinnie Jones is in this. I don't know how Vinnie Jones
is in
a Western.
See, you know what? See,
that man can barely talk in his own accent.
I don't care. See, and I have to be careful. I have to be careful when I go see a Western. Cause I walk out of there and I just want.
So looking for your duster?
Yeah, I want to punch someone.
There is a teaser trailer out already too.
See,
there better be. This is only 2 months away.
Yeah,
or 3 months away.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but you know how they are. You get the teaser of the teaser, then you get another teaser, then you get the trailer, and then 14 more trailers, and then you get the movie.
Yeah.
So,
if you watch all of them, you've essentially seen the
entire
film. Right.
That
movie's
yes.
great.
The final one for this quarter that's our geek related is Miss Peregrine's Home for Kill Your Children.
Yes.
I read that book. That looks it's fantastic. It's based on the book. The trailers look awesome.
I haven't even watched any of the trailers.
Oh my god.
The creatures.
I'm always scared. Yes. If you don't know about it, it's a Tim Burton movie. It's based upon the best-selling novel. The premise of the movie, 16-year-old Jacob follows clues that take him to a mysterious island where he discovers the crumbling ruins of Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. Basically, they are quite peculiar. Some of them have almost like the power of air, where the one girl has to wear these weighted shoes, because as soon as she takes them off, she starts floating away. There's invisible children, and basically Jacob has to discover what his power is and how he's supposed to save
so,
all of
so
them.
So basically, this is X-Men.
Yeah.
No,
in a different universe.
No, it's not superhero related at all.
It's not even.
But they're all mutants.
And there's a time loop involved.
Right.
There's a time loop involved where they kind of reset time every 24 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
Like
it ends about like 15 minutes before the end of the day.
Yeah. And
just
how they protect themselves.
Just as the bomb is about to strike the house.
Right.
It looks kind of
it's
creepy.
Fascinating.
Really?
Like the book
itself. Yeah,
before
the bomb strikes the house.
The book looks kind of creepy.
It is.
Yeah, I've heard that much.
Even the book itself had the Tim Burton feel before the speed movie.
Yeah,
the Tim Burton.
The book.
Oh, yeah. I might actually go see it. At first, I'm like, nah, but I'm looking up
the. The book was basically like if you're ever at a flea market. Where people have boxes of photos.
Yeah.
Basically, all the weird photos that you find in there, it's like, I wonder what happened.
Yeah, what
where
they
tell
going
stories about
yeah.
the
yeah.
photos.
He took all those photos and basically played an improv game with all those photos and wrote three books.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I
like that.
Look at that.
That's intriguing.
Ah. Yeah, like, what happened?
I wasn't interested,
what?
Now
what?
I'm sold.
What? So that's
okay,
actually our
one
movies.
One person
for...
to go to one movie.
So we,
one
that's
mind
our
is being changed today.
We're all going to see Bridget Jones, right?
Yes. Kyle's buying tickets.
Conclusion.
Kyle's buying
fire,
tickets.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
He's driving the bus.
When you say Bridget Jones, I hear Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
Or
was Bridget Jones versus the Magnificent
Seven?
That covers our third quarter of movies. And like you said, not a heck of a lot compared to the second quarter especially. But there's some good ones out there.
I
didn't hear
Doctor Strange.
Hmm? Well, that's
Doctor Strange is in the fourth quarter.
That's
the fourth? Yeah, the fourth quarter is kind of end loaded.
No, you're right.
This year is kind of end loaded.
Never mind.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Stuff.
Math is hard.
Because looking forward to
that's the only movie after Suicide Squad I'm ready for it actually.
Well, I know
year,
coming
so.
Up, we'll talk about these then, but we still have Doctor Strange coming towards the end of the year.
Yeah,
Star Wars Rogue One coming end of the year.
Right? Yeah.
What else we got? There's a couple other big ones coming out that direction, so we'll talk about those when we get to them.
Right.
Since we're wrapping this up right now, I want to thank you guys, Randy and Mike, for being here. Dana hiding behind the camera, I want to thank her.
Thanks for having us.
Get in front.
So, thank you for putting our show on your network, on your channel.
Our pleasure.
Have we been at least getting a couple of views?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't think it's just us watching it over and over again.
I know. YouTube doesn't. If your IP is watching it, it won't count it again. I remember when I had wrestling videos with
that. They used to.
There's a whole thing about clearing your history in cash.
Okay, well. but I want to thank everybody else for coming out to the Meeplecast. Remember, the last Monday of every month, guys, we're here at the Malted Meeple. I want to thank Carrington and the Malted Meeple for having us.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I do have a slight tease. GeekWatch One has three sub-podcasts that are part of our family. I call it the GeekWatch One family.
We have a lot more than that.
That we're actually on all the time.
We have more than that.
Oh, you have, well, I didn't know. Okay, we have four. You have five?
I've got two of them.
Oh, well, you never plugged it. No one knows that they're part of the family.
Exactly.
Okay? known shows as part of the family. We have three of them, but they're sometime in July we're going to have a fourth. And I can't put out the name yet, but keep your ears on. I've been asked to be part of another show here.
Yeah,
I always keep my ears off.
Keep your ears on, period, okay?
Yeah.
So,
hopefully by next week I'll be able to tell everybody what it is. But this one I don't have to do the editing, so I just have to be on it. So that's going
to
be nice.
You've got no time to do anything.
I know that.
Is this the all-nude podcast you're telling me about?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You know, he said he did have a tease, but he's still wearing a shirt, so...
Hey, I already podcasted topless when we first started this.
Is there an opening? Is there an opening?
We're not going there.
Actually,
right.
Nope.
Okay.
So, I'll let you guys know next week what this is, and I'll tell you guys after this is off. But, remember, you can always find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Go to iTunes, leave us a review, guys. We may have some contest details coming. I gotta talk to Kylan and Dawn and Vicky about this.
Yeah, he might want to ask us first.
That's what I said. We have prizes. No, you'll see.
Oh.
But, so we gotta figure out something. But leave us some reviews, guys. We want to know what you guys are thinking. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere else. At GeekWatch1, you go to geekwatch1@gmail.com to give us an email. Let us know what you think
of
the show.
Send me an email. Insult us horribly so I can write back to you in the same way.
Yeah, I will.
Mark, you don't count. You email me more often than anyone else does, okay?
You send your emails all the time.
Also, you can find us at tangentbound.com, the actual podcasting server home for GeekWatch 1 at weebiegeekspc.com. And always you can go to geekwatch1.com.
That's right.
And then, so, for everybody here and for Kylan and Dawn and Ms. Vicky and myself, just remember,
no matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.